lesson four, your spiritual growth. A new believer in Jesus Christ is called in the Bible a spiritual babe. The Apostle Paul tells us that the spiritual newborn babe is to desire the sincere milk of the word that he may grow thereby. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. You should purpose in your heart right now that you will do your part to develop into a mature adult Christian. Read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 13 through 15, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17, where the word perfect has the meaning in the original language of becoming grown up or mature. As you take or partake of this spiritual food and exercise your spiritual muscles through Christian activity, you can expect to pass out of babyhood through the juvenile and adolescent stages of spiritual development until you become a mature spiritual Christian. Consider the following suggestions which will help your spiritual growth. Study the Bible at every opportunity. Such opportunities are offered in the regular church service, Sunday school, the midweek service, as well as a Christian or your own Christian private devotion time or Bible study time. You must study if you are going to be approved of God and have wisdom in interpreting the scripture. See 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Seek spiritual help. Do not try to begin your Christian life and activity without help from a qualified Christian who is older in the faith. As a young child needs the assistance of his parents in learning to walk, you, as a spiritual babe, need to have help in learning to walk in the Christian faith. Ask your pastor or qualified counselor whom he may suggest to show you some portions of the Bible to study and give you guidance in how to study it with profit. Remember, however, now that you are a child of God, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. One of your privileges as a Christian is to have the Holy Spirit as your own personal teacher. Allow Him to direct you. Establish a daily devotion. When you become Christians, or when we become Christians, we enter into a personal and private relationship with Christ. The Bible describes it as becoming spiritually married to Christ. See Romans chapter 7, verse 4. We realize that for a wholesome and healthy marriage, there must be a mutual exchange of thoughts, words, and activity between husband and wife. Likewise, in the relationship between the believer and his Lord, there must be a close fellowship and communication. This is done through reading the Bible, that is, the Lord speaking to us in prayer, that is, the believer talking to God, and meditation, the believer thinking about